Joining me in the studio this morning for our DJ of the day from the Carroll County Historical Society, we have three wonderful ladies, Barbara Hackford, the president, Gail Dean, the vice president, and Darlene Reeder, a board member with Carroll County Historical Society. And ladies, I have you in this morning. First off, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited to hear a little bit more about what exactly this ghost town tour is with the Carroll County Historical Society. Who's going to tell me what it is?
Well, there's a difference of opinion about ghost towns. Darlene will tell you about that.
Okay, well, what we feel about the ghost towns is we're not looking for ghosts, but we're looking for towns that may or may not have existed years past. So the number of towns have varied over the years because some of the towns never existed. Some of the towns had been platted for the trains to come through and never developed. And some towns were there for maybe a few years and then dissolved.
So you guys go on a tour to see all of these mystery places.
Right. We're taking a Kemper bus, and we're stopping twice. And we're going to be teaching you about all the ghost towns, but we're only stopping twice. There are five ghost towns with actual monuments there. We're going to start over by Hillsdale Roselle, which you could argue was just a change of name. And then we're going to go on to the M&M Divide, Tip Top, Arcadia. That is a spot that is really full of history. It's geographic history. It's the M&M Divide. It's the neutral zone between the Sioux and the Sac and Potawatomi and those groups. And also it has an information panel about the Lincoln Highway, the national highway that goes from New York to San Francisco. So we have information about that. Then we'll go on. We actually have a house that still exists in the ghost town of Browning, which is really fun to have. We have a picture of what Banan looked like. And I'm adding a little bit extra to the story with a stop at the Donald Pratt farm that's a mile west of Glidden. In 1947, Robert Capa stopped there on a photojournalist story. The same year that he received the Medal of Freedom from President Truman, he was in Glidden, Iowa, filming a story. And we'll stop at Carrollton, where we'll have refreshments.
All right. I think when you say ghost towns, that instantly came to mind. But you just mentioned four others that I never even really had heard of before. So sounds like you're going to get a ton of information and some really good insight in this tour. So the question I have now is, how do people join you?
There'll be tickets available at the Chamber of Commerce. Anytime they're open, you can pick them up. They are $20 a piece. You can get them at the museum. We're open 1 to 3:30 on Sundays. Or you can call a phone number, and I have that at 712-830-8980. I'll repeat it, 712-830-8980. And the bus will leave promptly at 1 o'clock, and we'll be back a little before 5.
You know, you just said the bus will leave at 1 o'clock. I don't think we told them when this is.
Oh, okay.
We're September 28th. It's the last Sunday. It's a Sunday afternoon, the last Sunday in September. We're going to meet at the museum. Hopefully, we'll be on the road by 1 o'clock.
All right. It sounds like it's going to be a day of learning and fun.
Yeah. You'll learn about places and people.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that in years previous, this is sold out, so this is a very popular excursion for the Historical Society.
It has been. Yes, it has.
All right, ladies. Well, it sounds like a great time for the Ghost Town Tour. Again, they're not hunting ghosts. They're going to the ghost towns at the Carroll County Historical Society. Again, that'll be on September 28th. You can get tickets at the Carroll Chamber, at the Historical Society on Sundays, or again, that number that Gail gave us was, can you say it one more time for him, Gail?
712-830-8980.
All righty, there you go. Great way to get those tickets. Ladies, before I let you go, this sounds like an amazing event. What are we forgetting?
Where we'll leave from?
Yes, we'll meet at the museum. We'll come back to the museum.
Highway 30. And
yes, it's 71 and 30, and then we go around the county. You'll learn about people, places. I think we have mentioned what we need to know.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you guys for joining me in this morning. Again, that's with the Carroll County Historical Society. If you have more questions on the Ghost Town Tour or anything that the Society can offer you with information and more, stop on by. They're open on Sundays, like they mentioned. Again, annual Ghost Town Tour coming up September 28th.